Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Today On Deadline is checking our lists, then our holiday budgets, and then checking it all twice, because we can't believe how expensive things have gotten. That's right, folks. The holiday season is upon us again, and like the last few years, consumers are bracing their wallets for a big bill. While the price of presents has continued to rise over the past few years, that's not causing people to cut back. Instead, experts are expecting consumers to shell out serious amounts of cash this year. A report from the National Retail Federation is estimating that consumer spending will rise this year compared to last year, with shoppers spending more than $900 per person. The consulting company Deloitte also released its holiday shopping estimates and reported that consumers will spend an average of 8% more than they did in 2023. Inflation has cooled since June, and the Federal Reserve Bank has dropped its key interest rates twice, but Americans are still finding themselves struggling. Exit polling showed that, following last week's election, the economy stood as the main issue for voters across the country. The rapid rise in prices over the last 2 years has not only resulted in Americans spending big for goods and services, but they've also changed how they go about spending their money. A new poll from the retail mobile communications platform Theatro found that 59% of shoppers are shopping online this holiday season instead of in person. They think that they can get better deals that way. Another 51% said that they like shopping online because they feel like there's a greater selection of items. To discuss this season's shopping trends, Dana Telsey, the CEO and Chief Research Officer at Telsey Advisory Group in New York, joined Odyssey.
In my own personal experience, Dana, my jack-o'-lanterns are currently rotting in the backyard, serving as squirrel food. But for a lot of people, it's time to start thinking about shopping for Christmas.
You're exactly right, and thank you for having me. It is time to start thinking about shopping for Christmas and the holidays, especially when there's a compressed holiday season with five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's a later Hanukkah, and the retailers are definitely beginning to market the season. I think it'll be a more important Black Friday weekend, given there's fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Now, we've been talking about over the years how the holiday shopping window just keeps getting larger and larger, and that traditionally it was Thanksgiving, then it was November 1st, now we're talking about in October, and even some stores began rolling out the Christmas merch in September, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, just to stretch out those crowds. And are the stores noticing that the shopping public is responding?
I think they are. We're starting to see the holiday season decorations out now, the minute the Halloween goes, the new holiday season comes in. But like you, I saw some September events too. Look at Best Buy, who talked about the holiday season in September also. And we did have Amazon Prime Day, Target Circle Week, Walmart's event, all take place in early October. One of the elements this year that's different, it is warm outside. The Northeast, where I live in New York, it's been in the 70s and doesn't make you feel like turtlenecks or sweaters or outerwear weather, supposed to get cool this weekend, which will definitely stimulate holiday spending, I think, a little bit more so than it had been.
As we sift through the results of the presidential election, it's very obvious that inflation was on the top of voters' minds when they cast ballots this week or when they voted early. How is that price sensitivity translating into the way stores make their decisions when it comes to the sale prices on big ticket items that you would give as a gift?
I think overall, when you think about big ticket items, they've been challenged. Many of them have. I think that's why promotions, value offerings, look at the stream of traffic increases to the off-price retailers. Value matters. We've seen more of a pickup in essentials than you have seen in discretionary. If you do see a pickup in discretionary, it's because of product newness, whether it's the Birkenstock closed-toed shoe, whether it's Ralph Lauren and his wider assortment, and it's changed, and even Deckers with Uggs, where you've seen some newness, that's where you're stimulating discretionary demand. But the level of promotions should be higher this year than last year, even with inventory levels that continue to remain well-controlled.
And then lastly, what is the breakdown or what is the anticipated breakdown of in-person shopping versus online shopping this year compared to previous years?
Should pick up a little bit compared to previous years. You're still seeing greater gains in online than you are in physical stores because online is still a smaller portion of the main business. But the events that companies are hosting, the in-store collaborations, the socialization of shopping should bring foot traffic out in addition to the fact that the shortened season, everyone is a procrastinator, so they'll have to get out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Inflation has impacted almost every facet of our daily lives, from where we go on dates to where we get our groceries and even how we take vacations. But one unexpected cause of inflation is being dubbed friendflation. That's where the cost of having social relationships even becomes too much. Sherry Greco-Rikus, the co-founder of Rappaport-Rikus Capital Management, shared more on the recent trend of cutting off friends to shore up finances. As we come upon the holiday season, where does this trend leave Friendsgiving? Let's find out.
And what is friendflation in a nutshell?
Friendflation, thank you for having me today. I think we've all been there. You know, you go to dinner with friends, someone orders a very expensive bottle of wine, you don't even drink, and if the bill comes and we all split it, and friends want to go to an expensive concert and they call you really excited, but you might have other goals. You might be saving for a house or having to save for college. So sometimes these friends can be very expensive, and I love the term friendflation. It's pretty unique, and I love it. I think everyone in their own mind has an example where that's occurred in their life.
Now, does this cut across all demographic groups and family situations? Because, Sherry, I can tell you, I got three girls at home. The oldest one is 11. And the friendship interactions in my life usually involve going to restaurants that serve only your finest butter noodles and chicken tenders with other parents of young children. And so the expensive tastes tend to go out the window. So is this something that people in their 20s encounter when they're without kids, or is it something that older people encounter when the kids have left the nest?
Yeah, I think everyone encounters it to an extent, but there's a study by badcredit.org that really Gen Z and millennials, followed by Gen X, you know, they don't have the resources as much. And often they get in the pinch, you know, because you might have some friends that have a lot of excess income versus other friends that are just saving. And, you know, baby boomers are less likely to ditch their friends. And, you know, they've saved money. They might be in a different stage of their life. But I think we're really looking at Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X. Those are probably most affected. And I think, you know, from my kids' standpoint, too, you know, there's weddings, there's birthdays. You know, standing up in a wedding can be very expensive. There's weddings that are out of town. You have to get hotel rooms. You're going to a friend's wedding, you know, out of town. So I think it does affect the younger generation because they don't have as much disposable income and they're still building their careers at this point.
Is there research on this? Because I think maybe, and this is just my own anecdotal information, that maybe hangout places are a little more expensive today compared to 25 years ago. And this doesn't have anything to do with inflation because, you know, let's say back in 2004, 2005, if you and your buddies want to knock off after work and just have a couple of beers and hang out, there was always Bennigan's. There was Ponderosa. Yeah. There were these places that you could hang out, but you could also, you know, do so on a budget. And a lot of those places are closed now, and it's been replaced by maybe restaurants that have more upscale offerings.
Definitely. And it depends where you live. I mean, if you're in an urban environment, Chicago, New York, L.A., you know, you're going to spend a lot for a cocktail, for a beer versus, you know, if you're in a smaller town. But I do agree, you know, a lot of people want to go out after work or they want to meet a friend for happy hour. And that's one thing I was going to bring up. There's a lot of happy hour specials. So if you really still want to have a drink with your friend, research those and find the happy hour specials. But I do agree, a lot of the low-cost alternatives are not around.
Along with inflation, we've seen new problems and old problems. And one that seems as old as time, at least one we've already covered several times here at On Deadline, the housing market. In the immortal words of an internet meme, the rent is too damn high. And when it comes to buying, Americans are still struggling. Prices have remained high, and mortgage rates are stubbornly refusing to fall, and that's despite movement from the Federal Reserve, which is usually key in determining rates. To share more on the housing market and its stubbornly high prices, Money Tracker's Don Grant joined Odyssey.
What would it take to bring down housing prices?
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. I don't know if I got the answers, but I got some ideas here. Right. You know, since that darned COVID pandemic, we've seen a lot of transition in the housing market. During the height of the threat, we saw home prices surge. They've cooled off a bit, but they still are high enough that many interested buyers have been priced out of the market. Well, what will it take to bring prices back around to stimulate the real estate market? Well, first of all, since the recession of 08 and 09, home builders have been slow to ramp up building. The cost of materials spiked and then they receded a bit. So now only are builders finally getting back to the job of building more homes. The more inventory buyers have to choose from, well, the more reasonable the prices will be, supply and demand. And that could goose the housing and other related industries. Incentives to get builders to build more new homes can help. Making home buying more affordable could incentivize that industry. Many communities are also relaxing regulations around building and permitting. That can bring down costs as well, and it stimulates more building. The Fed says they'll continue to lower interest rates, as we saw yesterday. Each half point the lenders can lower their mortgage rates can bring hundreds of thousands of buyers back to the table. The Census Bureau reports that two-thirds of homes are occupied by the people who own them. The other third rents. The more people qualified to buy, the fewer the number of families that need to rent. That may not be great news for landlords, but it could bring down the cost of renting as well. Some large investment groups that rent housing use algorithms to determine rent prices. It's based upon supply and demand, kind of like those surge pricing for Uber. Well, the greater demand, the higher the rent. Some communities are drafting legislation to stop this practice because it increases rent costs for renters. If you're in the market for a home, don't get discouraged. We're in a cycle that will eventually swing in favor of home buyers, as it always does. I just can't say when.
As the 2024 election proved, Americans are frustrated with the economy. A four-decade high in inflation, record high interest rates, younger generations being priced out of the housing market, grocery tabs and restaurant meals and vehicle price tags at eye-popping prices, and on and on. Things continue to get more expensive, and Americans are looking for relief. So, when should we expect it? Well, here's the truth. Experts are saying that long-simmering moves made by the Biden administration will actually start to bring results during Donald Trump's second term. New factories will open with high-paying jobs, including the TSMC computer chip plant in Arizona and the new Hyundai electric vehicle factory in Georgia. Roadway projects pushed by Biden will begin, including a modernized I-375 in Michigan and thousands of others. Inflation continues to cool, thanks in part to moves by the Fed, and the cost of essential medication like insulin has been capped. However, as things stand right now, it looks like Biden's energy tax credits didn't do much to drive the sale of electric vehicles. That's according to Heritage Foundation economist Stephen Moore. He said it's because people associated EVs with a president who was unpopular. But now Elon Musk, known as the CEO of electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla, is in the passenger seat of Trump's new administration. Moore thinks that could make things change in the electric vehicle landscape. Potential sales growth could bring more manufacturing jobs. Biden himself acknowledged last week that the vast majority of positive economic impacts from his policies will occur over the next 10 years. He said during remarks at the Rose Garden that it's going to take time, but it's there. The road ahead is clear. As NBC New York noted, all that's left for Trump to do is put his name on them. This show is produced by Joe Heedy, Christy Strauser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to thank you for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of top news stories just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.